guys. It's been a minute. It's MJ.
And Tosh.
What's poppin'?
Woohoo!
What's poppin'?
All right. So we were talking about like random words and sayings that you've been told. You have no idea what they mean. I'll start with one where it was where I was at work and they had called somebody a dingleberry. I was like, oh, that's such a cute name. I had no idea that it actually meant poop, poop, but like hanging from the butt. Like it's a dingleberry. It's literally like hanging out of the butt.
Okay, so I don't understand what the point of dingle, like what that's supposed to mean. But in a sense, like I just thought it was like little round turds, like rabbit pellets.
No, they said it like dang, like hangles.
No. what really had started the whole conversation was Tasha and I were talking and like it just, I was like, I laughed at myself because I had said something to her about, oh, how cute, you're being love bombed. And she's like, excuse me? And I was just true. Like, what? And she's like, she goes, that's so rude. And I'm like, where someone showers you with compliments? And she goes, there's another part to that. So I was like, oh, apparently it's 39 when you stop being cool on what, like, stuff you know means.
But, I mean, you and I are living different. I'm dating, and you're married. So it's like I'm learning all the new like, there's breadcrumbing, all kinds of terms, like, for dating. So love bombing, like we had talked about, is it's similar to what MJ thought. Like, they do. They shower you with love. But she was looking at it more
like
of,
a negativity
like,
to
yeah, she
it.
Was like, oh, that's so sweet. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And then after you think, like, oh, this man wants to be with you.
They bounce.
They're out. They just love bomb you to get what they want. They want the feeling of a relationship. They enjoy it. They're trying to get that. They want to jump into the, like, relationship side of it just to get the benefits from you until they're satisfied and then they're done.
Yeah.
Almost kind of like to get you in bed, right? It's more like I'm going to act like I love you and you're perfect. I'm going to buy you all these things. I'm going to say all these things. I'm going to say we're going to go on a trip together in a month from now. I literally was love bombed by this one guy years ago and he's like, "We're going to go to Puerto Rico together." All these things. And I fell for it because I was new into dating. I didn't know what that meant at the same time.
Yeah.
And then, I started researching, and, like, breadcrumbing is where they literally just give you enough to keep you there. Like, literally like breadcrumbing. Like, they just give you little pieces to keep you around. And then they're still off talking to other people, doing other things. But it's, like, there just to keep you there.
You know what the sad part is? I know that this has nothing to do with 100% with what we're talking about, but, like, it's going to sound so dry. I am so unimpressed by people that I just don't.
She's on a whole other level today, guys.
I just don't even know, like, if, I mean, I would be worried if I would fall for something like that, but I feel like my personality is such, like, I don't know if unimpressed is the right word I want to use, but, like, I'm always, like, you know, I really don't care.
But, okay, I think you care. I think what you're missing is that what happens, like, being impressed isn't so, like, it's more so something that you've never received before. So it'd be, say if, like,
I think,
like, if your husband, if your husband, you know, like, say if you were single and you were your ex, right? They used to yell at you all the time and never call you or something, right? And then this new person you're dating calls you all the time and doesn't yell at you. It's like, oh, I like this. Like, you are impressed by that. It's new. It's different. Something you've never experienced. So I think you would be impressed in a sense that you've never received it. It's not that they're, like, the most fantastic thing in the world, because ultimately that person could just end up being just as bad as the other. But for those circumstances, they gave you more than what you've ever gotten before. So, and that's where the whole, like, having standards and getting somebody that's more than just the bare minimum, that's where it's hard, because a lot of times people are in relationships, they don't even get the bare minimum. So when they do receive even the littlest of things, they're like, man, this person loves me. And it's like, no, hold up. Like, you got to do some more healing, chick, because that's just the bare. Like, you deserve more.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, as far as, like, the terms and stuff, that's what happened. Like, she thought love bombing, which, again, it is bombing somebody with love. Like, it is treating them.
Overly showering with affection to hide your true intentions.
Ultimately, yes. On the dating side of it, that's what it is. It's to get what they want out of you.
Yes. I love how, like, I'm always just like, black and white. Let's just get to the point. Like,
it's not black and white there.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, when I say black and white, I'm saying, like, a lack of words, just to the point. Yeah. Overly showering to get what you want.
Yeah.
I don't need the finesse.
Yeah. But there is more to it. And that's why she said that, and I was like, what? Well, immediately.
And she was like, I'm offended. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, low key, it's because I have been talking to somebody. And so it was more, I was like, what? Because then it, you know, triggered the past. And I was like, is that going to happen?
I gave her a trigger word.
Is that what's happening?
The other day, I was talking with coworkers as well. And the job be stressful. You know it be stressful. And they were like, oh, I'm so over this. I'm about to get white girl wasted. And I'm like,
I can't believe you never heard that one.
I've never heard it, but I was over here being like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, I was like, what does white girl wasted mean? And like, they didn't really like answer it, but then they like sent like not an emoji, like a gif or whatever. Yeah. And like, it's just like this white girl on the dance floor. And I'm just like, partying? I don't understand what this has to do, but I'm over here thinking, like, are you saying that, like, we can't handle our liquor? Because I have never been wasted, so, and I drink a lot. I would like to be on this level of carefree, but I don't know if it's a specific person problem.
No, and I mean, I've heard it many, many times, and it's just, it means just that, just getting belligerently drunk because you are so stressed out with everything that's going on. It's like, let's just go. And I guess typically it's been white females.
Wow. The stereotyping
it's,
right now.
It's great. I don't know. Let's see. I was pulling up some like just random ones. I've never heard of freak flag. Have you heard of freak flag?
No, but what I would imagine it is like somebody that's like really wild and in the bedroom department. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, she's a freak.
Yeah, like that's the only thing that I would gauge it towards.
It's more of a mannerism or method of dress, either subtle or overt, that acts as a red flag of a person's unique, eccentric, creative, adventurous, or unconventional behavior or thinking. So similar. But it's more of like the freak flag. Like they just, it's like a red flag.
That's how you just see them. That's not at all the same. It's not similar.
But I think it's still the sense that they're a freak. Like they're freaky. But you can kind of just tell
by the
appearance. When you
put red flag on it, it's just more, instead of freaky, it's just more like, oh my God, they're toxic.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, ooh.
Freaky people, ooh. Like in that department, wouldn't be a red flag. People would be like, yeah.
A faux apology.
Fake apology.
Yeah, but I've never heard that before.
I've never heard it, but like
I get that from people all the time, these faux apologies.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, like,
what? Say it.
I don't want to say, I feel like it's always dressed as I'm mean.
That you are mean?
Like, yes.
Okay.
Because where I'm going with this is like, I'm more often or not surrounded by people that are like, if they know that they're not really getting a genuine apology, they just kind of like, they're like, yeah, thanks, and like let it slide. But yeah. I'm that person that I'm like, don't fucking tell me you're sorry when you're not, and then I'm giving you like the list of why you're not sorry.
You messed up here and
but
here.
But like, I just, I don't view that as mean. I don't understand why I have to be the villain for your behavior. You know, like,
no, I get that.
Like, and I feel like people just don't.
Isn't there a fine line, though, of somebody that truly thinks that they're apologizing, but they're not because you're not accepting their apology?
No. If your apology's genuine, there wouldn't be a reason for someone to not accept it. There's clearly something that is not genuine about an apology.
I guess.
And the you're reading a bullshit, like, okay. Indicator.
That's fair. I get faux apology all the time.
Right, but like I'm saying, like, I feel like you would have that personality that just like, okay, well, you're really not sorry, but whatever. But I'm that personality that's just like, don't fucking apologize to me because you know you're not sorry.
Yeah, if you're not really sorry. What about, and I've not heard this one, Frankenfood?
I have have not heard that one, but all I immediately thought was Frank and Beans.
I'm thinking of Frankenstein.
And then I'm like, isn't that hot dogs and beans? But like, that, I went off sideways and I'm like,
it's genetically modified or otherwise processed food that isn't found in nature. So,
I'm going to start
using that now. Genetically modified or otherwise processed food.
No, the term.
Oh, Franken food.
Franken. Frankenstein food. Okay.
Fake food.
I could see that.
I like that one, though. Oh, we were talking about that earlier. I think you and I both know hangry. That's under the Urban Dictionary. Mm-hmm. A state of mind or behavior characterized by being angry as a result of hunger. That happens a lot. I was going to say,
are you a hangry person?
I am.
I'm not.
You're not? You don't think so?
No, because I'm not really like a food-driven person. Like, I just...
But what if you wanted, like, sweets and you didn't get your sweets?
No.
That doesn't cause that either?
I'm really more of a angry person for a lack of sleep. I know that's hard to imagine, especially with as dry as I am, but, like, it's bad.
I mean...
You could breathe in a room wrong 2 doors away, and I'd be like, what the fuck? And then I'm just like, I would be enraged. I really would.
Then would you give a full apology?
Have you met me? I hardly ever apologize.
No, that's true.
And if I am apologizing, then you
really
honestly, you're getting like an honest, like a true apology.
So, hot mess.
Yeah.
That's like white girl wasted. I kind of put those two together.
That's sad.
Like, you're a hot mess.
Okay. Maybe I'm just a little bit more offended by white girl wasted because it is insinuating that, like, you can't hold your liquor and that you are, like, messy. And I know that that's just, like, not my personality.
Yeah.
But a hot mess, I attribute that to, like, anything and anyone. Like, a hot mess could be, you know, the walk of shame and stuff like that. You look, like, not put together and, like, all of, like... your negative or toxicness is like hanging out, but that can be applied to anyone. Whereas white girl wasted is very insinuative of only one thing comes to mind. Like when you hear Karen. So
I can see that.
I just feel like there's a broad scope and then there's a very specific scope. And I don't see the two as a parallel.
Well, so hot mess is technically a situation, behavior, appearance in a disastrous state. Often refers to an individual who's attractive but doesn't have it together.
Oh, I didn't realize the whole attractive part. I just thought of it as irregardless of your actual looks. It's just basically you're not put together. You're messy.
No, they're saying it's that you're attractive, you're hot, and you just don't have your...
But that makes sense.
Your
hot?
Stuff together. Mm-hmm. Mess.
But mess.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. You're a mess.
I mean... And then white girl wasted. I don't try... I mean, yes, you can take it as bad... But I take it as it's just a stressful time at work and they just want to go out and have fun and drink and, like, have fun. That's how I'm looking at it. Not that they're going to get so wasty pants that they're going to throw up everywhere and, you know, be a disaster. It's just...
we're not like, mowing beyond that.
Yeah.
When you make interpretations like that to me, and it could be anyone, but you're here making one
right
now. I only see that as someone that's like, I've been that and I'm trying to see like a silver lining so that I don't feel bad about myself.
I don't feel bad about it. I've been there. I've been there many times.
But like, I just, I don't look at it as like, oh, it's a stressful time. It just, to me, when I hear that, it's just basically like, you can't hold your liquor and you're.
Oh, I mean, okay. You're taking it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Fine. You're sad and pathetic. Not you, but like when like someone's saying that, like that's what I envision as white girl wasted.
I mean those people do feel that way. If they're unhappy with work, which again, that's a whole other. All right. So, and I'm sure you've heard this before. I know what it is, but I want to see meat sweats.
So I'm only searching my memory and thinking of Joey from Friends, and it's when you overeat like meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's right. To begin to perspire as a result of consuming large quantities of meat.
Ah, thank God that I've never been in that situation.
I have been there many times.
That's so gross.
Why? I love me some steak.
Oh, you've gotten it off of today?
I've gone up just tons of meat. Like, I just go hard.
I can't.
Inappropriate.
But factual.
I haven't gotten sweats from that. We should test. I should test it out.
Going hard after meat.
You've heard of MILF?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like DILF.
I didn't know that there was a DILF, but it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, there is. Okay. Ninja sex.
No. I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Oh, you don't know? What do you think it is?
Honestly,
you've probably...
The only thing that I can, like, imagine, like, remotely close that it would be is like, you know, acrobat stealthily during... or acrobat. Like, you come in stealthily and then you're gone. I don't know.
And then that's pretty close. It says silent sexual intercourse in order to avoid awaking a sleeping roommate or somebody in the room.
Okay, well, I've never had to be in that situation.
Yeah.
But... B, I would imagine that you have. That's what I was going to say.
What? Never mind. I'm not going to talk about it. No, because if my sisters were to ever hear, so it's a whole other thing. But let's see.
Please tell me no.
What?
Oh my. Are you serious?
It was in high school.
Of course it was.
Just like all of us, you know. I don't want to say it just because.
The silence is saying it all. All right. Next. All right.
And then fat, P-H-A-T. Do you actually know what it means, though? Like the letters.
No, I didn't know that they stood.
They do.
Oh, no. I know that the term is used as, you know, like, hey, that's super cool and stuff like that, but I didn't know,
it's not
like...
not even super cool. Like, if someone's to call you fat, P-H-A-T?
Yeah, like, I thought that, like, was, like, something like, you know, not... So when you hear the word fat, obviously it's negative and derogative, yeah. But when you hear P-H-A-T, it's like, you know, like... a compliment.
It is pretty hot and tempting, relating to a woman with ample assets. So I get called that. I'm sure you do too.
I've actually never been called it.
You never, like, with a PH? Okay. Well, I'm saying you would if they were to call you. You're not fat as in fat, like big. You are fat as in you have ample assets. The butt.
Oh.
Yeah. That, yeah.
That all, like, P-H-A-T. Now it makes more sense. I'm just curious. Just on a side note, when you do hear a term that you are unfamiliar with, how often are you to go and try to look it up to find out what
Google
it means?
I Google it immediately.
Oh, okay.
I'm notorious for that. At work, anybody knows this. Like, I don't know it. I immediately Google. I probably rely on Google too much because Google be lying to me. I'm talking with this guy that can speak a different language. And so I've been Googling to try and talk to him, and it's never right. I feel so bad. He's like, did you mean that? And I was like, well, no, Google told me.
I actually think that it would be endearing because I'm sure that not a lot of people try to go to that extra length.
It is. He's very, he appreciates it. But what I'm getting at is that even Google is not accurate. So it's hard because.
Google, like, never lies. What? No, no.
But I do that all the time. Like, when I heard fat for the first time, I was like, oh, call me fat. What's this PH? And it's like, I immediately want to know what it means. So I'm always, and when I was told the dingleberry, same thing. I immediately was like, what is dingleberry? Because in my mind, I thought it was this cute little thing.
I'll ask in certain situations, but in others, I let my mind, like, try to, like, you know, examine the situation, when the word was used and how the tone was given. Okay. And then I'll try to come up with, like, a meaning, and then I'll just move on from it unless I'm offended.
Okay. I'm going to start doing a pre-gret. What's pre-gret?
Before you regret?
Exactly. I'm going to start using that word. You're going to do this.
I don't even like that. That doesn't even feel like a word, pre-gret.
I mean. No. Okay. But I do not know this. Because you and I are both going to think of something else. Salmon.
Fish?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. But it's not.
Apparently. I mean, clearly it's not when it's in the Urban Dictionary. But, like, apparently, I'm just like, what else do they...
A man who likes to date younger women.
Ew.
Swims upstream.
But I thought that was just kind of like, we've used different terms for that, though.
No, exactly. But
I've never heard
of salmon. Mm-mm. Interesting. Salty. You know what that means? Like you're salty?
Like you're, you know, testy? Like you have
mad, upset
attitude?
Yep. And then we have done that. Okay, shook. I heard that for the first time recently. I'm shook. Shooketh.
I think that we've all heard that because it was like almost like a big like movement word that was used and stuff. Maybe. Yeah. Like
I don't remember.
Woke.
Oh, yeah.
My sarcasm is just.
It means incredibly shocked or surprised, shaken to your core.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, I didn't. I mean, I always say that. I'm sure you've said this too. That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's also trout is also a man who likes to date younger women. Swims downstream.
I mean, trout makes more sense than salmon.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Whatever.
And then this is me, right? We're going to finish off. So I know we're into our time. We're going to finish off this one. And this is me, okay? This is me, MJ.
Got it.
Virgin ears. What does that mean?
That is not you.
It is.
That is not you.
That's what I said. It is me.
No.
What does it mean?
Virgin ears means basically you've never heard dirty or explicit material words and things like that, that you are pure and clean and your mindset isn't
you're inappropriate. I am pretty inappropriate.
Yeah, you pretty. That's putting it mild.
Can I tell you a joke that I was told by my uncle? Can I say it?
Go on. I fear, but I go ahead. Share.
I'll tell you afterwards. I won't say it. I won't
say it. You can't do that. Okay, just fine. Say
it's inappropriate. There were two sex workers on the street.
Hookers?
Yeah. And one goes, man, it smells like dick out here. And the other one goes, oh, I'm sorry, I just burped.
Ew. Okay, that was honestly really not what I thought you were going to say. I was actually,
Anyways, I'm over here dying laughing because I'm the one with the virgin ears. That's why I'm laughing.
That's why I'm laughing. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, it's great.
Till next week, guys. This is MJ.
And Tosh.